Hey, so I'm going to answer the questions for new girls, but I'm going to answer to the MSA version because I think the FSA version it's a bit too much for me right now. But yeah, if you want to know more stuff about it, you can just ask me directly and I'll probably answer it. Yeah, so first question, tell us a little or as much as you'd like about you. Okay, so I'm 22. I'm from Portugal. That's that tiny country on the left side of Spain in Europe, in case you didn't know for some reason. Hobbies. I really like to read, to watch movies and TV shows, to sing, to play games, to sketch. I don't know, just regular hobbies. I just like to do a lot of things. I'm currently doing my master's. I still have 1 year to go, but it's just to write my thesis, so I don't have to attend to more classes, so that's good. And then I'm done with it. But yeah, to what made you decide to start recording, or what keeps you coming back? I've been lurking in MSA for a while, and some people told me that I really had a soothing voice, and I had some requests to just, read stories or ramble a bit, and so I decided to give it a go and record stuff. Three, what kind of recordings is yourself doing or is your usual thing? I'll probably do more singing, recordings, read poems or, just read paragraphs or letters. I'll probably do some SFW scripts, probably just sweet talk and stuff like that. I'm not sure if I'm going, to. I'm going to record NSFW things for now. Yeah. Four, what features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you in the people you are interested in? Okay. So I think the first, like the most important thing for me is that the person has to be, interested in the world, and just probably has to be a reader. And that just, just thinks about stuff and wants to discuss things with me. And I also like when people are really comfortable with themselves. Physical features. I really have a thing for long hair and beards. Yeah, I don't like bearded ladies, of course, but well, men with beards are quite something. And I also like when men are taller than me. I'm pretty short, so I think it's easy for me to find men like that, but yeah. Five, what do you think is your most attractive quality? Oh no, I have no idea. People have told me that I'm down to earth, and probably that's good for me, I guess. I don't know if it's attractive, but yeah. But I'm going to skip this one. Six. Do you have a favorite book, movie, song, whatever? Well, I don't have favorites. I like some genres better than others, but maybe I can tell you that. For books, I really like to read classics, mainly English and now North American. I'm now starting to read more Russian classics, but yeah, that most, yeah, English and North American are the things that I read the most. Movies. I really like, for example, Tarantino or Kubrick movies. I also like animation, like the Studio Ghibli movies. But yeah, I like a lot of them. I don't have a specific genre. But music, I think my favorite genres are psychedelic rock, folk, and jazz. But I listen a bit, and I just listen to everything. But those are my favorite genres. So yeah, next, seven. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. So a perfect day for me would be like a really cold and rainy winter day, or perhaps fall. I like both seasons; they are my favorite seasons. But yeah, like a really cold day and rainy, where I could be at home under a blanket reading a book. That's my perfect day. But a perfect date would obviously be like walking on the beach and watch the sunset. Just kidding, no. I would l like my perfect date would probably be also spent like just do something at home, like hanging out and probably cook something together, watch a movie or a TV show, play some board games or video games, I don't know, something. Something that would let us just get us to know better, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Just something really simple. Yeah, and that would give us some privacy, I guess. Eight. What are five things you want to do before you die? Oh, whoa. I haven't thought about it, but I want to have children someday. Yeah, I would also love to be able to read everything, but that won't happen, of course, but that's on my list. I would also like to travel around the world. I don't know where specifically. I would love to, just visit the US or even a lot of South American countries, Asia maybe, Europe of course, Africa I'm not sure, I'm not good with hot weather, but yeah. Ninth, if you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? I don't know. I'm going to skip this one. I don't like this type of questions. Yeah. No. 10. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? I don't know. Well, I think I would like to be able to trust that person. And that I wouldn't have to worry about it so much. So yeah, if someone lies to me or just hides stuff from me, it's not that good for the relationship, I guess. Yeah. I think that's it. I'm sorry if I just butchered English, broken English. That's my language of choice. Yeah, I hope you liked it and that you like my other things. Bye.